Hey, boss ladies. So the topic that I'd like to talk to you about today is making lemonade. So you all know that phrase, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And I've always freaking hated that. Like, it's always like, you know, when people say to you, oh, look on the bright side, find the silver lining. And you want to say to them, you know what, go fuck yourself, right? But if you look at all of the big plans that we have for our lives and all the things that we want to accomplish, and you know, we go into so much detail around exactly how we want things to be, and we plan for the future because that's what we've been taught to do, right? And we want the certainty, and then life just throws shit at us. And sometimes things don't go the way that we planned, and sometimes things don't go the way that we wanted. And I don't know about you, but I've been knocked down by life a couple of times. And I say knocked down by life a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, you know, looking back at some of the shitty experiences that I've had and things that haven't turned out the way that I wanted them to or that I thought that I wanted them to, if I'm really honest and I look back at all of these things, very often, probably every single time, actually, to be honest, things turned out better than what I could have ever imagined. So yes, granted, in the middle there somewhere, while the universe was working in the background and she was doing things to put things in place for me, things were pretty shitty. You know, there were times where I wasn't entirely sure what I was going to feed my newborn baby and my husband. There was times that I wasn't sure how I was going to pay my rent. There's been some crappy times, okay? So don't think that everything is, you know, moonlight and roses over here, because it's not. And I know that in your life it also isn't. You know, we have relationships that end and we are brokenhearted and we think we'll never ever be okay again. And we have jobs that we love and then, you know, we get laid off, or projects get canned at the last minute. And all of the plans that we had for the money that we were going to earn for the next 12 or 18 months, everything kind of goes down the toilet. But here's the thing with shitty things happening, is that really, for lack of a better phrase, we kind of need to lean into those things. Because what I've learned in my brief time on this earth is that things always work out the way that they should. And when we're in the midst of a tough time and things are really shitty, we can't see it, because all that we can see is our fight for survival or our fight for sanity. We only see the most basic things around: how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to stop crying and feeling worthless and lonely and isolated because of this relationship that just ended, and because of all of my dreams that kind of went out the window with that relationship? So when we're caught in the midst of it, you know, we can't see the woods for the trees. But the gift of hindsight, if you look at some of the shit that's happened to you in your life, look back now with the gift of hindsight and look at yourself with a little bit of kindness and ask yourself how many of those things really actually did work out better than you could have ever planned. For me personally, I've got a couple of examples. And, you know, it's difficult really to list all of them, because I think the big ones we remember, but some of the smaller ones, we forget those so easily because we just got on with our lives. But I think back to my 20s and I think back to being fired from a job, you know, that was paying all my bills. I mean, obviously, right? And you're straight out of college and you've got some, you know, some debts to pay and some student loans to pay back, and you're trying to, you know, be an adult and do this thing. And I got fired not because I was bad at my job or because I did anything wrong. Their exact words to me were, "You just don't fit in here." And I mean, that is the most ridiculous reason to fire anyone, right? But anyway, I was completely gutted and I didn't know what I was going to do. But in that moment and getting fired from that job in my 20s, what that led to was a totally different career. I was not set up for a career in HR and, you know, leadership development coaching and any of the stuff that I do right now. And if I hadn't have gotten fired when I was 24, 25, however old I was, for not fitting in, I wouldn't have been on this path. And everything that's happened since getting fired way back then has put me on the path that I'm on now and has brought me to this place where I get to speak to you, where I get to write for numerous publications, where I get to work with amazing HR and business leaders around transforming the workplace, where I get to be busy writing a book, where I get to give keynote speeches around don't be decaf and around living your life in full HD and, you know, just being yourself. So that for me is making lemonade, right? It's taking something that life threw my way that seemed really shitty at the time and leaning into it and fully embracing it and going along for the ride. And I think the lesson that I've learned, and you know, we can't all be Beyonce and make bajillions out of a crappy life experience. But the lesson that I've learned is that, you know, if we just lean into it and we just realize that we're not in control of every tiny little detail, and sometimes things turn out better than we planned, if we can just let go of that massive need of ours to be such control freaks, and just lean into life a little bit more and just kind of go with the flow. You know, it's like when you're swimming. I don't know how many of you have actually had the opportunity of like kind of swimming in the ocean and you feel that tide pulling at you, you know, and you can either go with it and probably be swept out to sea or kind of fight it, but it's really tiring to fight it. But that's kind of what you need to do to survive. So I think that in life, life isn't a tide that is trying to sweep us out to sea necessarily. It's not something that we should be fighting for survival. If we just lean into it and if we can just get through the tough times, that first couple of weeks or months after something really shitty happens, if you look back on it, chances are that you will find that it was all for the best. And things turned out better than you could have wanted them to turn out. So I'd like to invite you today to look at least one thing. Try and find one thing in your life that you thought was horrendous at the time and actually turned out way better than you could have ever imagined. Something where life gave you lemons and life also helped you make lemonade. I'll chat to you again.